Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the R Systems Q1 FY15 earnings conference call hosted by Motilal Oswal Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Vora from Motilal Oswal Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Daryl. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Securities, I welcome all participants to R Systems Q1 CY2015 earnings conference call. Today, from the management, we have with us Mr. Rekhi Singh, Managing Director, Retired Lieutenant General Baldev Singh, President and Senior Executive Director, Mr. Nand Saldanha, CFO, and Mr. Kumar Gaurav, General Manager Finance. Kumar, I'd like you to continue with the disclaimer statement and take the call forward.
Thank you, Siddharth. Good morning. Thanks for attending R Systems investor call to discuss Q1 2015 results. I'm going to first read out the customary disclaimer statement on behalf of the company. Investors are cautioned that this presentation contains forward-looking statements that involve risk and uncertainties. The company undertakes no obligation publicly to update or revise any forward-looking statements. These statements may undertake revision because of new information, future events, or otherwise. Actual results, performance, and achievements could differ from those expressed or implied in such forward-looking statements. With this, I am handing over to Mr. Rekhi for his opening comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Kumar. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for being part of this investor call for the first quarter of 2015. During quarter one, we have reported revenue of rupees 150 crores and EBITDA of rupees 15.6 crores. Excluding Europe BPO business, which was sold last quarter, we reported year-on-year increase of about 7% in revenues. Q1 margins were impacted by salary raises, mainly at the offshore centers, a steep decline in euro, and ramp-up cost on new projects. This was to some extent offset by higher licensing revenues from the Indus business. Telecom and digital media continues to be our largest industry vertical, with approximately 33% share of revenues, followed by BFSI, which accounts for about 20% of our revenues. We served 150+ customers, including $26 million+ accounts. We added eight key clients over this quarter and were able to maintain a healthy utilization of 76%. We have a strong balance sheet with shareholder funds of rupees 206 crores and cash and bank balances of around rupees 107 crores. Considering the overall performance and cash reserves, the board recommended an interim dividend of rupees 0.40 per share. Further, we have completed the acquisition of iBiz in Singapore. iBiz is specialized into Microsoft Dynamics ERP practice, and they have their headquarters in Singapore and deliver support and consulting services to regional customers out of offices in Malaysia, Indonesia, India, and China. The maximum purchase consideration for acquisition of iBiz is Singapore dollars 7.5 million, including earn-out to be paid over the next 3 years. With this acquisition, we will be able to strengthen our ERP practice in Southeast Asia, along with adding key customers. Now, I will hand over to Nand, our CFO, to provide you a detailed financial analysis.
Thank you, Mr. Rekhi. Good morning to all. Thank you, everybody, for attending the call. Hope everyone had the opportunity to review our performance of quarter one. I'll first give my comments on the financial performance, which will be followed up by Avirag's comment on the operations, and then final summing up by Mr. Rekhi, and then Q&A session. Let me go into detail of each line item of profitability statement. Revenue for the quarter was Rs. 150.79 crores or $24.23 million. Quarter-on-quarter decline of 7.5% and year-on-year decline of 3.5%. The quarter-on-quarter reduction is mainly due to sale of Europe BPO business and termination notice received from significant customer by our on-site US BPO. The customer has gradually reduced the headcount in Q1. Our Q2 will have its full impact. Excluding Europe BPO business, which was sold in Q4, revenue grew 2.10% quarter-on-quarter and 6.74% year-on-year. We added 8 key customers during the quarter. However, the full revenue impact will reflect from Q2 onwards. Further, our recent acquisition of Avid is having annual run rate of USD 6 million, which are also at Q2 revenue effective 1st May 2015. Getting down to gross margin, it was 34.06% in Q1 compared to 35.62% last quarter, a decline of 1.56%. During Q1, most of the employees get their appraisal. Therefore, Q1 is impacted by 1.41% on account of these salary changes, mainly at offshore centers. Other than that, the impact of sale of European business is 73 basis points. This is offset by increase in license revenue, 57 basis points, and higher utilization, 27 basis points. Getting down to SG&A expense line, SG&A expenses decreased quarter-on-quarter by Rs. 29 lakhs. It was Rs. 35.70 crores in Q1 compared to 35.99 crores last quarter. The decline is mainly due to exclusion of Euro BPO business as offset by H1 visa filing fee and increase in SG&A salaries. We account for H1 visa costs at the time of filing these visas. EBITDA in Q1 was Rs. 15.65 crores or $2.51 million compared to 22.09 crores or $3.56 million last quarter and Rs. 18.67 crores or $3.03 million in Q1 last year. As percentage of revenue, EBITDA was 10.38% in Q1 compared to 13.54% last quarter and 11.95% in Q1 last year. This quarter is mainly impacted by salary raises, primarily at offshore center, sharp decline of euro and other currencies other than US dollar, sale of Europe BPO business, and actual visa cost. Getting down to depreciation, the total expense was Rs. 4.59 crores compared to 2.86 crores in quarter 4 and 2.70 crores in Q1 last year. Depreciation in the current quarter has increased mainly due to adoption of Schedule 2 of New Companies Act 2013, which has become applicable to us from 1st Jan. This has an impact of approximately Rs. 1 crore. Further, we also had an additional one-time impact of Rs. 70 lakh on depreciation due to amortization of Microsoft licenses. Interest expense is Rs. 2.20 lakh this quarter compared to 2.70 lakh last quarter. Other income this quarter was positive 2 crore rupees compared to 1.79 crore last quarter. Other income in this quarter consists of interest income of 1.08 crore and exchange gain of Rs. 58 lakh. As at Q1, we have a total forward cover of $13.10 million with average rate of 65.64 and euro cover of 800,000 with average rate of Rs. 81.14. These have already been marked to market at closing rate of 31st March. Our tax expense was Rs. 4.83 crore in Q1 as against 11.76 crore last quarter. Effective tax percentage for the quarter is higher due to lower profit in Europe and other subsidiaries where marginal tax rates are lower. Net profit after tax was Rs. 8.20 crore or $1.32 million compared to Rs. 31.63 crore or $5.14 million last quarter. Q4 profit included exceptional profit of Rs. 16.89 crore $2.77 million on account of profit on sale of Europe BPO business. Resultant EPS for the quarter is 64 paisa per share compared to Rs. 2.48 per share last quarter. Board of Directors of the company has proposed an interim dividend of 40 paisa per share. Getting down to the asset side of the balance sheet, total receivable at the end of March 31st were Rs. 111.08 crore compared to 125.08 crore at the end of December 14. The receivable in terms of DSO were 59 days as at March 31st, compared to 51 days at the end of December 31st, 2014. Q1 DSO is higher due to timing of billing. Cash and bank balance was rupees 107.24 crore compared to rupees 109.8 crore at the end of December 14. We have been able to maintain our cash reserve despite the payment of dividends, taxes and capex through cash generated from operations. Our system shareholder fund was rupees 206.15 crore at the end of March 15 compared to 213.1 crore at the end of December 14. With that, let me hand over to Avirag for review of operations.
Thank you, Nanji. Thanks everyone for being on the call. I would like to give a brief overview of our global operation and the customers that we added. As Mr. Rekhi just said, we continue to focus on our core vertical like telecom, banking, healthcare, and U.S. state government projects. And that is where most of our customers are currently. We are also now building strength in mobility, analytics, because we see these areas as a good potential areas for us. Many of our existing clients have also shown key interest in this segment. In terms of new clients, we have added 50 new customers, out of which 8 of them are key clients where we see good potential for this year and going forward. And out of the 8, one we have added from the U.S., which is the company has a product for state and local taxes and corporate taxes. We are rebuilding their product that will reduce their dependency on third-party product companies and help in further automation. The next one is a telecom operator where computers will help them to implement a BSS solution for flexible tariff system. So these two are in product space. Another two we have in financial product space, and that is for Indus product line, Indus Retain Suite. And one of the clients is India's largest financial institution, and they are implementing Indus solutions for their universal banking business. And second one is the largest private sector home loan provider for their global operation. And another client is the ECNET side, where we are implementing an ERP, well-known ERP system, for a leading manufacturer of buses in Singapore. In terms of headcount, we have added 57 consultants and have reported this quarter to be at 2302, 2300 people. And this is mainly increased at offshore. Because of the new client, we have added people at offshore. Utilization front, we have improved our utilization. Right now, we are close to 76% overall. By geography, U.S. continued to be the major contributor to 57%, Europe 17%, and rest of the world, including India, Southeast Asia, is 26%. There is a shift of business from Europe to U.S. because we sold one of the Europe business this quarter. Otherwise, the numbers remain more or less the same. On client concentration, we are almost at the same, what we were last quarter. There are 10 clients contributing about 33% of revenue, and the largest client about 6.9%. With that overview, I will hand over back to Mr. Rekhi for his closing comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Avirag. Summing up, our strategy for 2015 is to continue to focus on our core service businesses, and we continue to invest towards the innovation around people, processes, and technologies to offer vertical-specific services and solutions to our customers. 2015 seems promising on back of strong sales funnel. Further IBIS acquisition will also add to revenues and profitability of 2015. That brings us to the end of our presentation today, and I will hand you back to the organizers for any questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Any participant who'd like to ask a question, please press star and one. Our first question is from the line of Mr. Siddharth Vora from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. I just wanted to know more about the client-specific issue which you said which came in this quarter, and you'll have full impact of that in the next quarter. So which vertical is it, and what is the revenue size? Is it one of our top 10 clients?
Siddharth, we got a termination notice from one of our BPO customers. It is into BPO sector, technical support services. The termination notice was received sometime in February. So, some impact has come this quarter, and, the major impact will come in Q2. So this is a termination for convenience. So we are trying to kind of restart and renegotiate and all that. But as of now, we are under a notice period from that client. This is one of the top 10 clients.
So we had the revenues from them in this quarter, and all those revenues won't be there, or they were for only a particular month?
The reduction in revenue this quarter is close to 500,000, and the next quarter reduction will be in addition another 500,000 that will be impact of that. So an additional 500,000 impact will be there from next quarter for this client.
Okay, sir. So in terms of that impacting our overall growth outlook for this year, CY15, how do you look at it? So it is one of our top clients, and it is going to impact our overall growth definitely?
There are 2 points. One, we are trying to renegotiate and try to kind of bring it back. In addition, we are getting growth from our existing clients, and the Q2 is normally a good quarter in the sense there are better number of days, so OPD business is always in better revenue this quarter. In addition, as we have said that we have done acquisition of eBay. So we will be able to cover up any reduction in the revenue, whichever which will be felt from this client.
Okay, so that was my second question. So how do you see our acquisition of EBIS in terms of their clients and the possible cross-sell opportunity and the possibility to grow?
Well, EBIS is a good acquisition. We feel that we'll be able to do a lot of cross-selling. The EBIS is into Microsoft Dynamics practice. They are the reseller for Microsoft Dynamics. In addition, they do BI and mobility business also. So our existing Singapore also does a lot of ERP business. So this will be complementary to that extent. In addition, we are at this moment integrating EBIS with our business, and we feel that there are a lot of cross-selling opportunities, and it will kind of give boost to our existing revenues.
Okay, and in terms of the adding to our capabilities, so any color over there that what we had in existing terms and what new does EBIS bring to the table?
Yeah, maybe I can answer this, Aviraj. You see, EBIS is mainly into ERP segment. We were earlier doing ERP business in ECNet, and that is import product line. EBIS bring in Microsoft product line, Navision, and Navision had a lot of products inside it. So we will have both Navision and Infor as the ERP segment with us, and so that will give us a larger footprint in that market. And EBIS has a large number of clients, so I think overall we may be one of the larger players in that market on the ERP. And most of these clients have good requirements for people in different areas. With our system capability, we should be able to cross-sell and upsell our services to them. So that is overall outlook.
And in terms of EBIS, could you give us a number? What are their revenues which we expect them to bring in this year?
Yeah, the present run rate is close to $6 million. That's the present run rate.
Okay.
So we have acquired with effect from 1st May or 30th April. So at least 2 months revenue is going to flow to our revenue. And with cross-sell and upsell, we'll be able to add more. But at least they are on run rate of $6 million per annum as of now.
And their past run rate of revenue growth, how is that been from last 3 years?
10 to 15% in past 3 years.
Okay. We expect that to continue going forward.
Yeah, sure. Even we are hopeful of even higher growth, but at least that much should continue.
Okay. And so I had this question with the environment of global currencies and the depreciation which has happened. So at the current stage, the currencies as they are, how do we see our profitability going forward?
Yes, Siddharth, that's a very good question. In fact, U.S. appreciation is kind of helping us because a lot of our business comes from the U.S. market. But, this depreciation of euro and other currencies against U.S. dollar is also impacting us.
In fact, you know, as you would know, that 6 to 9 months before, euro used to be 1.3 or 1.35. Today it is 1.1. So it is bringing lot of, you know, reduction because we report number in USD. So like this quarter, our computer business, at least 500,000 reduction is because the business is in euro and we are reporting in USD. So that is definitely impacting our revenue and margin. To some extent, you know, we are trying to do, you know, hedging and all that. But still, you know, this is impacting us. But the good point is that U.S. appreciation and strengthening of U.S. dollar is helping our margins.
Okay. And in terms of our scope with the euro clients to have any renegotiation purely based on environmental factors of currency depreciation, anything of that sort?
See, this euro business, see, there are two parts of euro business. That the business done by computer is, which is euro denominated, you know, they are sitting in European economy and European business. So for them, it is cost and the revenue both are in euros. So, you know, they will like to have, you know, euro billing and all that. But there is some part of business, $3 to $4 million, which we do out of our Noida. We are trying to kind of talk, but, you know, it's very hard because, you know, the client wants a certainty. They don't want to get exposed to any currency and all that stuff. So the existing whatever euro billing we are doing, it's close to, I think, I would say, maybe 4.5 million in dollar terms. So that risk is there. We are trying to kind of, you know, cover that risk through some of, you know, hedging and all that, which we keep on doing. And but, you know, that risk is there, I agree with you.
Correct. And so seeing the problems which we have on the client side and a few issues in terms of this global currencies, do you see CY15 to be a flattish year in terms of revenue growth, sir?
I think, see, I tell you, last year we have sold Euro BPO business. So to that extent, you know, our revenue will be lesser in CY15. Having said that, you know, we have, as we reported, recently acquired IBIS. So to, I think to most of the extent, this will be covered up. And there is a growth happening in existing clients and existing business is growing. So that organic growth will happen. We are even open to acquisition, you know, our strategy on acquisition is very clear. You know, we look for right fit and at the right price. If we get some more, you know, good acquisition, we keep on, you know, we are open for that. So it will be a mix of organic or inorganic. We will try to cover whatever from inorganic as well as from existing clients. So as of now, we are hopeful we should be able to reasonably grow this year as well.
Okay, and in, sir, in terms of how our margins will perform going forward, because we exited the BPO business with the thought process of having better margins, but currencies has not helped us. So do we see 10 to 12% as the band going forward for us?
See, on the margin front, last year we did around 13.5% EBITDA margin, and this time we are reported around 10.5%. Q1 is a muted normally because, you know, salary increase and all that kicks in. But Q2 and Q3 are normally better quarters and, you know, improvement happens. Again, you know, there are two, three levers with us. First is, of course, as you said, is that exchange factor. If U.S. kind of get appreciated and then definitely that will be a positive factor for us. The second important factor is utilization. We are right now 75-76%. There is a scope of 1-2% improvement in that. You know, if that happens, that can also work in our favor. And third is a license fee which happens in kind of product business. So to that extent, this also helps us in improving margin. Sitting right now, looking at the environment and sales funnel and all that, I feel that we should be able to maintain our margin, whatever we had last year, close to between 13.5% or so of EBITDA margin.
Okay, so we see an improvement going forward in margins for us in the coming quarters for the year.
Yes, we expect that.
Definitely. That's good to hear, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Bhavuk Tripathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah. What is the EBITDA numbers for this Singapore business?
Bhavok, the EV acquisition we are doing, it has a EBITDA of 12 to 13%. We are talking about the new acquisition. Historically they have been 12 to 13% EBITDA.
Yeah, so the latest numbers, that means on $6 billion, you're talking of around 700 to 750,000.
Right.
And so this, in that space, when you're talking ERP and business intelligence, would that be the general space that they're operating in?
That is correct. That is correct, Bhavok. They are into ERP, especially on the micro for product line, and BI is ClickView, which is one of the very popular, you know, BI tool.
So overall in this area, I mean, is that an area which then now you seem to have strengthened that area, and that too the footprint is mainly in Asia for this business. Now, what are the possibilities of this business going in other geographies?
Yeah, some of these capabilities like Microsoft, you know, Dynamics, we are again serving few clients in US. But we were not, you know, doing so much of that work because we were not having capability. Now with IBM, we will be able to offer these services more, you know, confidently to the U.S. market. We are already serving some of the U.S. clients, but now we can increase our, you know, footprint that side.
So, basically, this could be another vertical where the data collection and data analysis and then, you know, sort of intelligent software in that here, sort of an IoT, would that be like a vertical that could develop into an expertise as such for our systems?
Yeah, if you look at ClickView, ClickView does actually BI and analytics. What IBIS has, they have ready templates on top of Micro Dynamics. IBIS has created the template, so they go with ready template of ClickView on top of Navision, which is a Micro product. So they are able to offer that service. So definitely it can expand in that area.
How much of their business is in China?
It's close to 7%, 6 to 7%.
Because China is a huge manufacturing thing. So, I mean, is that a potential growth? Is that recent? I mean, where is the main revenue from? Singapore?
The main revenue is from Singapore, then is Malaysia, then Indonesia, and then China, and some revenue from India also in that order.
Right. So I think that's interesting that if, and of course, US also has a large manufacturing footprint. So overall then for both, that could be another area of expansion. But has been obviously disappointing that was after we were exiting the BPO business, margins were expected to improve, and that is the main reason. And the euro business went down, so even if the currency went against us, so in a way that the euro business from being 33-34% or 35% went to 27%, so the margins also as a low margin business we exited. So I think that is a bit disappointing that even after that you have reported, you know, lower margins. And the dollar, I think on average, was probably the highest in history for you for the quarter. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong in that. But I think as a dollar, average for the quarter was 62 or higher, which probably is the highest you've had in history. Hello?
Yeah, Bhavok, you're right. But you see, what has happened is, dollar was definitely 0.44%. I have that number better compared to last quarter. But Bhavok, euro was down compared to last quarter by 9%. Singapore dollar was down by 4%. Pound was down by 4%. You know, all these were negative. Only dollar was positive. So net effect of that has been, to give you exact number, 2 crore rupees reduction in our revenue because of this cross currencies and all that. So we have lost 2 crore rupees because of, compared to last quarter, this cross-currency impact.
So what is, you know, just, I was looking at the historic chart of the rupee. So we were at around 44 or 45 against the dollar, let's say around probably 3 years ago.
Okay.
So, I mean, we have appreciated from that point probably around 50% or more against in terms of dollar against rupee. Now, the margins for you historically have been in that area from 8%, 9%, 10% of EBITDA. So I think it's a bit disappointing that after such a radical move in the currency, we are still struggling with margins in this range. I mean, I would have expected that you would have had a major revamp in terms of, you know, the we should not be now looking at the single digit or low double digit. We should be talking, you know, closer to 20, which you went in the one or two quarters. You were, I think your margins almost touched 20%, if I'm not mistaken, in the third quarter last year or something like that. I don't remember the exact quarter. But so that is just a bit disappointing overall. And hopefully now this year, now that euro is a smaller part of your thing and dollar is so dominant at 57 or 58%, that you should be reporting much better margins. I mean, I hope that you push closer to 20 rather than being closer to 10. So, and the overall revenues, which if we can have your some growth coming out now with the Singapore and other acquisitions, if you look at, so I'm just hoping that this year turns out to be, closes out at a healthy growth and the EBITDA growth, because that is what has plagued the company. Very moves, you know, erratic moves in top line and the EBITDA. So I'm just wishing for the whole team that you have a much, and you managed to do some good acquisitions. If I come across some, I'll, of course, always point out to you guys. All the best, and hope we can have a much better rest of the year. Thanks.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you, Babu.
Thank you. Any participant who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one. Any participant who would like to ask a question, please press star and one. As there are no further questions in queue, I would now like to hand the floor back to Mr. Siddharth Vora for closing comments.
Sure. Thank you, David. I thank everyone for being present on the call and they are giving out time to us and hearing out the management. I would like to hand the call to Kumar if he has any closing comments.
Thank you, Siddharth. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Motilal Oswal Security Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.